rallying the troops. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
I have a message for you straight from the heart of the American people. And you know what that is. We support you. We thank you. We love you.
President Trump at Miramar Naval Air Station in San Diego telling sailors and Marines their devotion fills our allies with confidence and our enemies with dread. This afternoon, the president examined prototypes for the border wall.
We're going to have a great wall. It's going to be very effective. It's going to stop people from, you're not going to see them climbing over this wall too easily. That I can tell you.
Earlier today, the president said strengthening the border would help stop 99% of illegal immigration. Before heading to California, the president fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, naming the head of the CIA as his replacement. Fox's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
The CIA Director Mike Pompeo won bipartisan approval for his current job, but will need to be confirmed again by the Senate to become the next Secretary of State.
Hearings will be held in April. We need to do a quick confirmation.
Wyoming Republican John Barrasso and other GOP leaders say Pompeo and his deputy at the CIA, now nominated to lead the agency, Gina Haspel, are well qualified. Haspel, though, is expected to face questions from Democrats and Republicans about her role in overseeing a secret CIA detention site that used waterboarding and other enhanced interrogation techniques after 9/11. Lisa.
Jared, a source now telling the AP, President Trump is considering replacing embattled VA Secretary Shulkin with Energy Secretary Rick Perry. The manhunt continues in Austin, Texas, after three bombings that killed two and injured two.
So far today, we have received 265 calls for suspicious packages.
Police Chief Brian Manley, a package bomb left on a doorstep killed a 39-year-old man March 2nd. Two similar packages at separate homes Monday killed a 17-year-old boy and injured two women. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
A list of things that will let you down today. Your alarm clock, C-store coffee, public transportation, the office elevator, the sandwich you packed for lunch, the fifth floor printer, your cell phone battery, the shoelace you swore you double knotted, your hard drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit GoToMeeting.com.
Aisle in the Orlando nightclub shooting gets underway tomorrow.
The killer's widow, Noor Salman, is charged with aiding a terrorist organization and lying to investigators. The federal case focuses on what Salman knew and when did she know it. FBI agents say in three interviews she indicated she knew her husband, Omar Mateen, was visiting ISIS websites, pledging his allegiance to ISIS, and planning an act of terror. He shot and killed 49 people inside the Crowded Pulse nightclub before police killed him. Prosecutors revealed in court they will not argue this had anything to do with targeting a gay nightclub, but simply pure terrorism on a soft target.
Fox's Phil Keating. The third nor'easter to hit New England in less than 2 weeks, leaving hundreds of thousands in Massachusetts without power. The National Weather Service says snow is falling at rates of 2 inches per hour. Authorities released video of a U.S. Marshal shooting an accused gang member who attacked a witness with a pen inside the Salt Lake City federal courthouse.
It's federal courtroom footage from 2014 that shows the defendant, 25-year-old Ciali Ungolo, a member of the violent Tongan Crip gang, grabbing his lawyer's pen and leaping to stab a witness. He shot four times and killed. The video released after a federal judge tossed out an excessive force lawsuit filed by Angelo's family. The judge ruling the deputy had reasonable belief that Angelo was going to harm or kill the witness or other bystanders. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A longtime member of the surf rock pioneer group The Ventures has died. Bassist and guitarist Noki Edwards, who played on hits like this one, was 82. The Ventures were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008. Lisa Lucera, Fox News Radio.
Here's what's trending this morning on StGeorgeNews.com. A man is recovering from cardiac issues he suffered during a hike near Leeds. Search and rescue crews were called to the Babylon Arch Trail yesterday afternoon and started to carry the 72-year-old man out to a waiting ambulance. St. George News reports rescuers eventually called a helicopter to transport the man to the ambulance because carrying him was going to take too long. He was hospitalized in stable condition. A man is recovering after suffering a head injury during a fall near Dameron Valley here in Washington County. Emergency crews were called to the scene Saturday afternoon after the man reportedly fell about 25 feet while climbing Prophecy Wall. The climber was hospitalized in stable condition after being flown to a St. George hospital. He was not publicly identified. Weather for the area, partly cloudy and 72 today. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Listen to the Kate Daly Show. Warning, may cause excessive shrugging, deep sighing, and eye rolling. The show starts now.
Gun is a tool, Marion. No better, no worse than any other tool. An axe, a shovel, or anything. A gun is as good or as bad as the man using it.
Well, amen to that. Hey, yep. Dolly, show at your service. Uncle Milty joining me. And yes, exactly right on guns. It's a tool just like anything else. It's the person using it. Love that. Love that. So once in a while, you get a nugget from a TV show that says, truth. It happens so rarely, we must document it. What can we say? Welcome to the show. By the way, get to my website, katedalyradio.com, and check out Fruit Greens. I know so many of you are ordering that and loving it, and I get emails about that. Even Melissa takes it, loves it. My co-host, Melissa, make sure that you are using this to help you get your immune system up, and then, of course, I can give you a whole lot of energy all day long. And if you're needing that boost, this is a great way to do it. Also, you're getting about 20 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down into a couple of capsules a day, and it really does help. So, by all means, make sure that you take part in making sure you get a great product. Fruit Greens is great because it's very transparent and there's no fillers or chemicals in it or anything. So you know you're just getting those basic fruits and vegetables, and that's it. That's what I love about it. They call themselves greenheads, the ones that make this, because they really wanted to put out a product that was pretty amazing. And they wanted to do it with no chemicals or anything attached to it, and so that it was very transparent. You can go see everything that's in it. Go to the website through my site. If you just go to katedalyradio.com, click on the picture of me with Fruit Greens, and it'll go right there. So you just click right on the picture. Easy peasy. Put in Kate, K-A-T-E, for the product code, and you can get a discount there, 25%. Isn't that nice? Anyway, so a lot of news. Tillerson, were you surprised? Tillerson's gone as Secretary of State.
I was surprised that it just boomed.
Mm-hmm.
But it really didn't just boom, because it's been talked about since December.
Yeah,
that there was issues going on, and and then when the North Korea thing started being talked about, where the Hu Flung Poo is wanting to have a meeting with the president, when that started, I thought, you know, because Tillerson, he was against the Iran, you know, breaking up the Iran deal, and then he didn't like what Trump was doing in North Korea, so he had to go.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't included in the talks, and that should have been a pretty big indication. He said that the talks would never happen, that you could not,
right.
You could not do that. And, you know, when I played that clip last week of Trump talking 20 years ago about the 1997, about the fact that you could negotiate, and that why aren't we negotiating with these other countries? You know what? You know, here Obama got a peace prize
for nothing.
Because he would do whatever the globalists said. That's how they pay them back. That's really how they how they assure him his role in history, and that the media will always paint him in a great light, and that he gets the peace prize. Well, he got it a year in to his presidency, which people were still shaking their heads. I mean, you would have had to have been. What in the world did he do?
Yeah.
Nothing. And so, you know, for an act of trying to sit and negotiate with North Korea, that should be a peace moment in in our history. That should be a prize-winning moment, right? He'll get no credit for that whatsoever.
But I don't, you know, anybody who's ever run a business, managed a business, owns a business, knows that if you have an employee working under you that does not agree with your ideas and principles, you fire them.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So what is the top headline right now? Firings.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Chaos in the White House.
Yes, Melania. Melania's going to walk out too. I mean, I was laughing when I saw some of these headlines, and I thought to myself,
Melania,
this happens all the time. All the time. I mean, but if it happens now with him, now it's some big issue. It's some big thing. And I know people have to see through that, right?
Of course they do. It doesn't even work. You know, 10 months ago, people got excited.
Right.
Now they're just going, what, well, this again?
Yeah.
What chaos? And it's the Democrats that prevent him from filling a lot of cabinet positions. There are over 100 people waiting for confirmation. They can't get it voted on. And McConnell's part of that, too. McConnell doesn't bring the votes up like he should.
Right.
And so why is that? Why is McConnell preventing the president from getting the cabinet that he needs?
Right.
And then there's the president. I think he leaves a lot of those positions unfilled intentionally.
Good.
He's going to show the people eventually what's going to come out is we don't need 2,000 cabinet members.
We don't need 2,000 cabinets. We don't need 22 million government jobs
across
the board.
And I think and eventually that's what it's all leading to. He's really going to roll back this government to what it should be, or at least try.
Well, I'm not sorry to see Tillerson go. In fact, Tillerson, his comments about Syria were wrong. He got that completely wrong and told everybody that Assad is still gassing his people, or that he took a break and then he's gassing them again. And I thought to myself, this guy really needs to go. So I'm okay with that. I really am. I just wish, this is so hard, because if I was in that position, it'd be really hard to know who to trust and who to put in positions. He put in the CIA director. And so good old Mike. And I don't want anyone in the CIA in that position as Secretary of State. But you know what? I guess time will tell. But he put in a woman as the CIA?
This is how smart he is. He knew that the leftists were going to climb all over him firing Tillerson and make their usual rant. So what did he do to combat that? He makes Gina Haspel the new CIA director. First female CIA director in history. And do the leftists talk about that at all? Not a bit.
Of course not.
You'd think they'd be saying, well, the president, we have a female. This is wonderful.
Right.
This is
because
great for women.
Liberals don't care what they're about. They just care about the gender. Well, it's a woman. It doesn't even matter. But apart from that issue alone, I'm surprised that they're not at least conceding. But then again, because that isn't in their DNA.
No, they're going to find something wrong with this woman.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do. They haven't had time yet. I haven't heard anything yet. But you give them 24 hours, and we're going to hear more crap about this poor woman because the president appointed her.
Yeah. Yep. It's so funny in America that we have two different stories. We have a story the media paints and tells us, and then we have what's actually really going on with people. And what I find sort of fascinating about that part of it is that we're looking at a situation like you have the liberals and they're talking about the wall, and you have Trump's California visit. Okay, Trump's California visit is interesting because what you would expect from California would be this outcry. Oh, no, we care about, everyone, and how dare you send anyone home. But this is what actually happened in San Ysidro, in San Diego, when he showed up. And they were calling and yelling, please.
These are the protesters.
Build the wall. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, they were actually saying build the wall, which should be kind of fascinating to people, because I think everyone expected something different. And of course, didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And this is what happened. Yep. Yep. People showed up in support, wanted to encourage him in California to build that wall.
I know why, though.
Yeah.
Why? Because they didn't want Nancy Pelosi out there with her lawnmower.
Nancy Pelosi. Oh, whenever I hear that, I always think of this.
Is it possible to get a tax credit for having to endure Nancy Pelosi this long?
Please? I'd like a tax credit for Nancy Pelosi.
No, they had this beefed up that the protesters were going to be against the president.
Yep.
And they were going to be against the wall.
They
down
weren't
there.
At all.
Not
there
a bit.
A huge amount of protesters.
The crowds are all for that.
To be
wall.
Fair, hundreds of supporters. Maybe not thousands, but hundreds of supporters showed up to say build that wall, which is really encouraging.
But there wasn't hundreds to say don't build that wall.
Exactly. Like usually 10 people will show up on the other side and thousands showed up. So I always laugh at that because they always make it into, or they don't mention the number. When they don't mention the number, always worry that you're getting told the truth because they never want to say how many showed up. And it's usually just a handful. But hundreds of people were out there saying, please secure our borders.
Well,
and these are people hit by it directly that live in San Diego.
Well, and I'm looking at a picture. There's lots of Hispanics in the picture.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Holding signs.
Yeah,
women love Trump. Stop illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. We love Trump. American flags flying. And they're not just white people. They're all different colors.
Yeah. And what's, you know, another thing to kind of think about, too, is if you really kind of dial this down, when Trump is out there visiting and doing these kinds of things and he shows people like this in California show up to support him, and he's seeing always this groundswell of support. Then he jumps on the media and the media writes a narrative that's so diabolical towards him. And I think what he has got to be thinking or seeing is, well, wait a minute, I'm going around America, I'm seeing the groundswell, and I'm seeing how people are supporting a lot of the ideas I'm putting forward. So people aren't believing the media. And I know he's got to be thinking people aren't believing that junk because these are the same people that are showing up.
That's right.
Right. But you know, that's why I think that support for the ideas that you do like that he's putting forward need to be more vocalized.
Yes.
Because this kind of stuff, I love to see that, and I'm glad that people are for this because there's nothing wrong with having a border wall. There's nothing wrong with we're not halting people coming to this country. We're just saying we need a better system to bring them in.
Absolutely.
And I think the system actually needs to be shorter and less costly for those wanting to come here or fleeing to come here. I think that we could do a better job of that so it doesn't cost $10,000 to $20,000 and so it doesn't take a decade or more. I think that you could do that more efficiently, but I do want people that come here in the system because we have, what do we have? We have what did we call it yesterday? Our social program society. Mm-hmm. And because we have a social program society, people need to come in and pay their, and get in here and be part of the system so they can pay for themselves.
But on the other hand, why does it have to be faster and why does it have to be less expensive? Mm-hmm. Why is it wrong to ask that people put a little skin in the game?
I think that's a little much. I think the 10 to 20 years is a little much. And I think having to spend thousands and thousands, I mean, talking tens of thousands of dollars to do it with attorney fees, I don't think that's actually fair. And I don't think that's what the founders envisioned. I think they just wanted a vetting system and they wanted to make sure people coming from their other countries had enough time here to become American. You're not seeing that with a lot of people. A lot of people come here and they hate America, yet they want to enjoy what America offers. And so we have a sincere problem with that, with people coming in here and us taking people in from other countries without any vetting process at all. So it's very unfair. You've got people that are having to spend decades and tens of thousands of dollars, and then you have people that are just brought into the country and, I don't know, here, go live in Michigan or Idaho and have fun. I mean, that's ridiculous too. So our whole vetting system needs to have a different type of situation attached to it, a different scope of what we're going to have people do when they get here. I understand where the founders were coming from in that you want people to embrace America and be part of this country. I get why they wanted, you know, time and some specifics set that would be helpful to that. But I also think that they've made it cumbersome and the lawyers are making out like you would not believe in this. So I think there could be some changes, but we could debate that when we come back. KateDallyRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Linda, and I'd like to tell you why I trust my eyes to Southwest Vision. Allergies, dry, burning, and irritated eyes are miserable to deal with, but it's all part of living with the weather here in southern Utah. That's why I called the doctors at Southwest Vision and found relief. For my eyes, I trust Southwest Vision.
Southwest Vision specializes in relief from allergy and dry eye symptoms. Schedule your appointment today. Southwest Vision on 700 South or at southwestvision.org.
Hi, I'm Kit Archibald, director at East West Health, and I want to tell you why I love East West Health. About 6 years ago, I was tapped out. I was about 50 pounds overweight. I just did not have the energy that I needed, and I was really frustrated. I reached out to my brother, who happens to be the founder of East West Health. It was life-changing, and what I found is it wasn't magic. It was really getting the education, knowledge, and understanding of what was going on with my health and what I could do to reverse those things. But I had someone to guide and mentor me through that process, and that was extremely essential for achieving my goals. At East West Health, we do weekly educational events because we want you to get that same education and knowledge and understanding of what's going on with your health. Wednesday evenings, we have an event on natural solutions for weight loss, thyroid, and digestive health. This could be something that will be absolutely life-changing. Call us at 435-773-7790. We'll see you at East West Health next Wednesday.
Hi, this is Justin from the Mattress Store. And when we say nobody beats the Mattress Store, we mean it. Don't miss the floor model savings event going on this week. Take 75% off year-end closeouts and up to 50% off select Sealy hybrid mattresses while supplies last. With four locations, come in today, sleep well tonight at the Mattress Store on Bluff next to Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Cedar, downtown next to Lynn's, and now in Bloomington by the Walmart. Remember, nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Weekends filled with fun, priceless memories, and moments with your family actually being outdoors instead of just talking about it. Sounds pretty good, right? Don't wait any longer. Come to RV's new location on the right side of the freeway and see their full inventory of travel trailers, motorhomes, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and more. RV's is putting their inventory to the test, where their low overhead means your huge savings. Start making your weekends memories, not dreams. 150 East 1160 South, just south of Fiesta Fun, or UtahRVZZ.com.
Fair and balanced, you won't find out on the Clark and Dow Show. We're the Sun River Boys.
Tune in every Wednesday at 5:30. Live young.
My name is Janice, and I want everyone in St. George to know that Balanced Healthcare is the place to go if you have medical issues that have not been solved. I had vertigo, and if you go to a doctor for vertigo, you will immediately get a prescription, and it doesn't take care of it. So Dr. Priest, he cared enough to take the time to research it, why I had vertigo, and got to the bottom of it. Within a week, I was better. Without drugs, just positioning and diet change, these doctors, they're there. They've got it together, and they know what they're doing. I have found the doctors that can take care of any issue that I might have. If you are finding that you have issues that you have not found a solution to, I urge you to seek out Balanced Healthcare. They are the best doctors here.
The 19th annual Dixie Power Kite Festival is April 21st. Kids, make sure to keep track of your reading on your reading charts so you can earn your very own kite or book. Reading is fun, and so is the Kite Festival, coming up April 21st.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Porque le falta, porque no tiene dinero para gastar. The little cockroach, the little cockroach.
Hi there. What? La cucaracha. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me. We were just talking about the wall and how people were showing up for Trump's visit and saying, please build the wall, build the wall, build the wall. I love that. And you can join the conversation too, 888-673-1450, live 888-673-1450. You know, Trump spoke to military at Miramar.
Miramar,
that's the
Naval Air
that's
Station.
That's the Top Gun, right?
Yep, so, Top Miramar. Guns are.
Okay, and so I'll bet you It did not sound like this in any way, shape, or form. This is not what his speech sounded like.
Climate change increases the risk of instability and conflict. Rising seas are already swallowing low-lying lands from Bangladesh to Pacific Islands, forcing people from their homes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Caribbean islands and Central American coasts are vulnerable as well. Globally, we could see a rise in climate change refugees.
Climate change is the refugees problem.
Have to respond.
Right. I didn't think
of that. Elsewhere, more intense droughts will exacerbate shortages of water and food.
Right. Water and food,
increase competition for resources and create the potential for mass migrations and new tensions. All of which is why the Pentagon calls climate change a threat multiplier. Understand, climate change did not cause the conflicts we see around the world.
Oh, it didn't cause it. Okay, that's good.
What we also know is that severe drought helped to create the instability in Nigeria that was exploited by the terrorist group Boko Haram.
And it's the worst threat we've ever seen. Yeah, it didn't cause it, but it's the worst threat we've ever seen. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, thank you. Yes, this isn't directly related to what you're talking about today, but I was just wondering if either of you could tell me why the Democrats, the so-called liberals, are such Russia-phobes. Why they openly hate Russia and why that's acceptable.
You mean after they did business with them? You mean after they made millions with them and did business with them forever? Yes. After that, yes. Yes.
A slight oversight, I guess.
You know, a little hypocrisy doesn't hurt anyone, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But it's unreal because they're supposed to be the party and the people of tolerance. And this open hatred of not just Putin, but Russia and Russians is clearly... Well, bigoted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they have to have somebody to blame. And so that's an easy scapegoat because how is Russia going to defend itself? They can't. I mean, it's very, very difficult. They just spent how many millions of dollars to only find out that they had some ads on Facebook that virtually did nothing? And how many times have we gone into other elections of other countries starting in the 20s or 30s? And also, that's what the CIA's primary role was, to go up and shake up elections in other countries since about the 40s.
You just reminded me, Kate.
What's that?
I thought of a prime example of what you're talking about, and that would be like the Shah with Iran.
Yes. Yes, exactly. 1950s. Yes. Yeah, absolutely it is. And so I think Russia's a great scapegoat because they can't prove themselves any other way. And we all know that the servers came from here, not from Russia. They were just routed to look like they were from Russia in some of the things they were pointing to as evidence, which never turned out to be evidence. And when are we going to stop the witch hunt? I mean, it's been over a year now, and they are still relentless in their quest. And I would have to say that at some point, that needs to fall, and they need to. At some point, you have to say we don't have anything, because they've been given every resource in the book to find it, and they still don't have it.
You're right. There is no there. It's just a real vacant straw man.
It's a nothing burger.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, I know. I believe me. We shake our heads every day at it. Thank you so much for calling in. I love it.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, he's right.
Well, I think it's a good strategy though, because when Putin finally decides to turn Hillary in. She's already got her defense set up.
Yes.
No, they're lying. They're evil.
Yep. And it's you always have to have a boogeyman.
Yeah.
And right now, Russia's the boogeyman. Now, 5 years ago, Russia wasn't the boogeyman, by the way. Everyone realizes that. I know that you all shake your head and know that. But you always have to have somebody. And somebody has to be out for us at some point. Now, a lot of countries are mad at us because of our foreign policy over the years and how we've gotten into other people's elections, not us, the government, the CIA. But the fact remains that there always has to be somebody. There's always got to be some kind of boogeyman.
Yeah.
What kind of country are we if we don't have somebody out there? Because how do you enforce safety measures? How do you enforce security without a boogeyman? How do you get the people to be okay with the Patriot Act and with all the measures we've taken with Homeland Security, the development of Homeland Security, which shouldn't even exist? How do you get the people behind that? You keep going after the boogeyman and make the boogeyman that big threat. But I always wonder, when are they finally going to have to finally stop an investigation? When do you finally end it? How long do you think it'll be? Do you think it'll be last the whole pregnancy? I was pregnancy. 9 months. Do you think it'll last the entire presidency?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think they're never going to let up.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe they never will.
Well, no, I take it back. If we sweep the 2018 yeah. elections, we'll right. be okay.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, I like how the media is getting duped by Russia again. With mm-hmm. they're putting out there about the hypersonic missile systems that the Russians have, the nuclear-tipped torpedoes that can go thousands of miles. Mm-hmm. We're just supposed to believe all this, although they never used, never seen it, you know, any documented footage of it ever working.
Right.
It's like our Star Wars program back in the 80s that we duped them with. And yeah. now they're doing it to us again because the media wants to believe everything Russia says.
I know. They believe everything they say, but then they condemn them at every turn for lying. Isn't that funny? I mean, it's really kind of funny, actually, if you think about it.
It's anything to keep the Russian, the name, just to keep it in the news, mm-hmm. because that's all it's about right now.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And that's what gets me. If we're just going to try to block out yeah. What happened with Russia in the uranium deal.
Oh, for sure. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate it. In fact, anything about the memo this week or no?
What memo?
Yeah, what memo? What memo with all that collusion with the Department of Justice and the FBI? What memo? Doesn't exist.
Did you hear that there's going mm-hmm. to be a Space Force?
I read one comment on that, but I wasn't sure what it meant. What does it mean?
You know, originally the president said he said it as a joke.
Okay. That,
about a Space Force. But right. he said as he got to thinking about it, it really isn't a bad idea to maybe prepare for that, because space actually could be a theater of war.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the last caller mentioned Star Wars.
Right.
That was a space theater
thing.
That
was Reagan's big, yeah.
Yeah. And the fact is that we have a caller that calls in regularly about the satellites with the nukes mm-hmm. for yeah. EMPs.
Right, right.
So space already is a theater of war. Okay. And it's not all that crazy to think maybe we should have a mm-hmm. Space Force Department of the military instead mm-hmm. of making it all civilian.
Hmm. Interesting.
I think it makes sense, too. Yeah. I kind of like the idea. Because I think it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were lots of treaties in the 70s and 80s about sending any kind of weaponized satellites up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we've never verified any of that.
Right. I think it's funny that the governments own the space.
Yeah.
Own space, I should say, not the space. Own space. I think it's funny that we're not allowed to...
So now
except
that,
for Elon Musk, yeah. he's given an exception.
Well, and that's the other thing, you know, if we don't have a presence there, right. Elon Musk is going to.
Should it all be private? Maybe it's, should we just call it Amazon instead of space? Amazon owns it all, and they want to, too.
So it started out as kind of a comic remark,
right.
but since, you know, now he's told an audience at Miramar that, you know, it really could be a war domain.
New national strategy for space mm-hmm. is what he's calling it, right?
Yeah. And it really does kind of make sense.
All right.
And it would also be a boom to the economy.
Interesting. How do you feel about it? 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I think for everything new they create, though, where they would put positions in there, they'd have mm-hmm. to get rid of five departments
oh, yeah.
that are illegal and without any constitutional appropriation whatsoever. I do. I think that we have to be able to say no to all of these government jobs.
I think, actually, it mm-hmm. wouldn't necessarily be all that expensive to start this up mm-hmm. because we have a lot of NASA stuff laying around not being used anymore.
Right. Oh, we could do a whole show on that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hi.
I think we ought to just have U.S. forces.
Okay.
Put everybody in the same bucket.
All right. There you go. Okay. All right.
Well, okay, getting back to Tillerson.
Uh-huh.
Tillerson.
Yes.
He doesn't need, he needs to watch out so the door doesn't hit him when he leaves.
Okay.
So Jeff Sessions is next.
Mm.
Because I want to know where that $1.5 billion went. Does Obama directly finance terrorism?
Interesting. Yeah. All right.
In cash. No receipts there.
Well, there never is. Thank you for that. Hard to put a receipt on a pallet. Pallet of cash. Where do you put that receipt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still hemming and hawing on Sessions.
Really?
I still want to believe that he's just been maintaining a real low profile, but in the background is really doing a lot of good stuff.
I don't know. QAnon seems to think so. QAnon keeps saying trust him.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
He doesn't have a history of being a bad guy. Mm-hmm. So why all of a sudden is he a bad guy?
Okay, fair point. Fair point. In this day and age where we have gone for so many years watching all these criminals be able to do what they do without any sort of anything happening to them, we need to see action. We need to see something. And I don't know how long the American public's going to deal with not seeing anything, because if we're gonna promise that, if we're gonna promise to drain the swamp, we need to do it, and we need to get rid of a lot of people, and they need to go to jail. They need to go to prison for what they've done.
Well, what do you think of this, though?
Okay.
What do you think that the elections are in November, and come about September, a whole bunch of leftists get arrested for treason and go to prison?
Well, there's that.
Some Clinton, some Obamas.
One can only dream.
Yeah. No, but I can see that happening where they finally, comes out what Sessions has been up to all year. And they start making some real arrests and some real prosecutions get going just before the election.
Yeah.
And with all the seats open. It could be just devastating to the left. We could actually maybe get rid of the communist element.
Well, one can only dream. Let's just hope. We can hope. We can have hope in that. I love how Clinton came out, and Russia isn't, you know, backing this up. The investigation isn't backing Russia up as the colluder. So now it's white people were pressured. White women were pressured by their white husbands to vote for Trump. A woman that stakes her claim on woman power, okay, is saying that women don't have any power and were told what to do by their husbands.
Well,
get a load of that.
I told Judy, if you don't vote for Trump... And you know, she changed the locks on the doors that night, and I didn't get in the house for 3 days. So I don't think that works.
Not in this day and age. How ridiculous could you possibly be to actually want to put that out there for scrutiny?
Well, how goofy they are. They think people believe this stuff.
I know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just have a quick question, Kate. Mm-hmm. What do you think would really happen in America if the Obama Justice Department announced that they were arresting Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and numerous other high-profile people in the administration? So many people literally worship like their gods.
Yes.
What do you think would be the outcome in America?
Chaos. I do. Absolutely.
It would be bloodshed in the streets. There would be. You think the Ferguson rioting was bad?
Yeah.
Try to lock up the hero of pretty much every black Marxist and socialist in America and all the people that supported Hillary. It would turn into a shooting war almost immediately if they tried to do that. And I think that has some effect on why they haven't really pursued this much more. They know what the outcome would be.
Could be. Yeah, it's an excellent point. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the point.
Thank you, Dan, for destroying my day.
He's right.
I was really feeling good with my dream.
Well, it would. If we think the vagina hats are bad and they don't even know why they're protesting and they're that violent and mean out there, can you imagine?
Well, that's why it hasn't happened.
Look at the Washington Post writer that has a doll of Obama that she sleeps with.
They already have the evidence.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I'm sure they do.
Don't we all? I mean, really and truly, isn't it right in front of our faces? That's what's so difficult is getting people to understand that. People are so brainwashed in America that they can't even see what's in front of them. You can't even look at a politician that's been in office and say, I'm sorry, I know how much you're getting paid, but how did you get to $200 million? It's right in front of our face. Goodness. Yep. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio. But I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code FOX, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FOX.
If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? This is Alex Keery, co-host of the More Than Money radio show with Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group. Derek and his team are dedicated to help you retire 5 years sooner than you thought possible while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today with a free copy of Derek's latest book, Stop Working and Start Living, by calling this number, 888-999-6370. It's that easy. A call takes only a minute or two, and it'll change your life forever. Stop Working and Start Living is filled with tips that are designed to help you retire sooner and on your terms. But there are limited copies, so call right now. That number again, 888-999-6370. He'll share the secrets and the stories that have been crafted to help hundreds of families retire the way they want, when they want. Call the New Millennium Group at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at utahsfinancialplanner.com. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Again, that number, 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Hi, my name is Maya Wright, and I'd like to tell you about my experience with Red River Health and Wellness. I was experiencing fatigue, brain fog, joint problems, and a little bit of weight gain. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's 3 years ago. I knew that's why I was tired, and I knew that was why I had brain fog, but I wasn't able to improve it with just the medication I was given, and I didn't know that I could make it better. I would have to nap every day, or else I couldn't get through the day. I had a lot of brain fog. Someone would ask me a question, and I really wouldn't quite be able to connect it quickly and figure out how to answer that well. I'm doing great now. I don't have to deal with brain fog anymore. I think clearly. I'm able to figure out how to take care of things quickly. If there's anyone out there experiencing what I experienced, I would tell you, get over to Red River as fast as you can. They can help you. They know what you're dealing with, and you'll feel so much better.
If you are suffering with persistent thyroid or autoimmune symptoms, then give Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians a call, 767-9355.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Lonely light that shines from you. Find the back, the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. And don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor. I'm feeling like a little kid.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and we are just perusing and talking about so much that's happening. And of course, the House came out and said, no collusion. And of course, it doesn't matter who you would have put on that committee. No one, people won't believe it in the left. It's so funny to me how, I mean, it's taken over a year. And of course, no collusion, which we all knew was going to happen. And here we sit. They still won't believe it. It doesn't matter because there were Republicans on that committee, right? Yeah. And it was made up of Republicans. So, of course, it can't be true. Yep. It just amazes me.
It is amazing.
What is it going to take in America for finally people to understand what's in front of them and the truth? I'm not quite sure. Welcome back to the show. You can go to katedalyradio.com. You can email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. And also, we're on iTunes as well.
Neat.
Oh, Facebook page, The Kate Daly Show. So look for that. Yeah. What's on your brain?
I just read an article.
Mm-hmm.
Just happened today. A school resource officer at a Virginia middle school accidentally fired his gun inside his office in the school Tuesday while children were attending classes.
Okay.
He...
Why is the story on every news outlet?
On every news outlet. The officer was not identified. But after he fired his gun accidentally in his office, happens all the time. Police are very careless with their firearms. He checked for potential injuries in the area before informing staff members of the gunfire. I want to know two things. Where was his office that no one heard the gunfire? And why did no one in the school panic when they heard gunfire?
I have no idea.
I mean, wasn't there just a school shooting not long ago?
Yes, you would think.
And if you hear gunfire and you're in a school, are you going to say, well, let's wait and see if it's just the resource officer screwing up?
No, I'm going to go with no, that usually what? Wouldn't happen.
I mean, what is going on here?
Oh, they're trying any way they can to make sure that we know that people can't be responsible with a firearm.
People cannot be.
You know, the teacher's story of what happened in that classroom as well, just lately, just goes to show you that they'll do anything to spread a headline around that shows the incompetence of people. Just the blank incompetence. Like, that's what we have to arrive at opinion-wise in this country. Can't arrive at any other opinion than people are bumbling idiots or not in control of their emotions. I know. You just have to shake your head at stuff like this.
No, really.
Because that's a huge story all over the place.
5-year veteran of the Alexandria Police Department, and he's been placed on routine administrative leave.
Routine administrative.
Not special, just routine.
Just, you know, anytime a story goes national, I hate to be this pessimistic. I really do. But you have to ask, what is the angle?
Yep.
And I feel bad that when that helicopter went down in the Hudson, right?
Mm-hmm.
That my first thought was, who was on it? Isn't that terrible? Were you thinking the same thing?
Absolutely.
Well, who was on it?
Because
that would be very convenient.
Yep.
And I feel badly that I've arrived at that point. I'm not at that point across the board, but I will be honest and tell you what first impressions are. And those are my first impressions when I hear a story like that. Because I don't know how you could sift through all this and look at all the proof of everything that's happened and not arrive there at some point and go, well, you know, that's really convenient and a really great way to get rid of somebody. There's just been so much of it.
I really believe this is some kind of a put on. I mean, I've made that decision already in my mind that it's just too convenient that a police officer misfired his firearm inside of a school within a couple weeks of a big school shooting.
Yeah.
To prove how dangerous guns are in anyone's hands, no matter how well trained they are.
It's true. That's the big message.
That's it. That is it.
That's the big message.
Yeah.
And
I wonder how big his bonus was for doing this.
Right. And how many stories are we going to see over the next month? Because we mentioned this yesterday and I think Friday, but the sad part is that we have Republicans passing gun control.
Yeah.
And people aren't speaking up about it. And so they're saying, well, we have to give them something. No, we don't. But that's the mentality right now in America.
And they didn't
Nobody's saying a word. They
didn't just pass gun control.
Mm-hmm.
They outlawed all semi-automatic firearms in Florida.
Yeah.
All semi-automatic firearms. That's almost every, I mean, yeah, I know. I have a revolver.
Not for the government.
No, for the people.
Just to make that point, you always have to be able to match your firearm for firearm. So for the people, can't have it. The government gets it across the board.
The next step then is confiscation of the guns that are out there in Florida, which they're already talking about doing a mandatory
in
buyback.
In a Republican state.
A mandatory buyback. That's called confiscation, right?
You remember the story in San Diego where they talked about the gun buyback, and they tried to paint it as the entire city showed up, and it was seriously, I think, 300 guns. I mean, it was a ridiculous amount of just low amount of guns that were brought in, but they made it sound like it was tens of thousands, and how popular it was and how many people liked it. That's not true.
Well, I want to give some people some advice, though.
Okay.
There is a manufacturer out there that produces a very inexpensive firearm.
Mm-hmm.
It's called High Point.
Okay.
If you buy a few of those, they're very inexpensive,
mm-hmm.
less than $200.
Nice.
When the government does one of these mandatory buybacks for $700 a gun, you know, you can make quite a profit.
Maybe make some of your tax dollars back.
Just have a little stock of High Point firearms to sell them back.
I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. But we are well on that row because of the manipulative press is spending so much time and resource on stories like this to bring those to the forefront.
I wonder what Dan would have to say about that if they actually start confiscating guns, what he thinks would happen in the streets.
Ooh. So it's kind of like one move against another move, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, and you could have a point. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. You can call in live to the show. You have a point that would cause major havoc.
It would
havoc.
Cause major problems.
Yeah.
Of course it would.
I don't think we're ready for that. And I still think that people, well, I say that reluctantly, but that 25% of our nation, maybe we could condense that down to 15% of the nation of Nimrods and maybe have a 10% that you could still work with to sort of educate and deal with to get them to stop the nonsense, the illogical conversation that we seem to be having in America. Do you think we could make a dent in the 25% if people were, do you think there's 10% that's still somewhat sharp that would go, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I do. I don't think that's the real issue. The real issue anymore is the children.
Hmm.
I think the children are so indoctrinated already that it's going to take three generations to reverse that. Once we get control of the schools again.
Yeah.
Which Maybe we so. Don't have.
Maybe so. I guess so. I mean, there's got to be things we can do. And I do like that one caller's point that if they were all arrested today,
there would be a revolt.
Because these people are dangerous. These people that idolize
yes.
the Hillarys and the...
That idolize anyone.
Well, they're dangerous. I mean, they're violent. They're violent.
I mean, as much as I like President Trump, I don't idolize the man.
Mm-hmm.
He's not perfect.
Yeah.
Like Obama was.
Like Obama was. Oh, good grief.
Yeah, anybody that can idolize another human being has issues.
Yeah.
That is a problem.
And usually we don't start idolizing until 20 years after the death of a president. It's funny to me that with Obama, they're idolizing him now. That Washington Post reporter that came out with that story, I can't even believe she admitted that she carries a doll.
Yeah.
An Obama doll. I mean, what's wrong with people? They're like really insane.
A doll.
Yeah.
I take it out and comfort myself looking at the... Knowing that at one time we had this president.
I'd carry a voodoo doll, but not a doll. I'd stick pins in it whenever I could. But a doll? Like a real doll? An Obama doll.
Did you see the picture of it?
I didn't.
It was actually pretty good likeness.
Was it? Oh, when Dr. Pesta brought that up, I just...
Yeah,
you know, you just can't believe that these people are thinking people that walk around the earth that do this kind of stuff.
And this is an educated journalist.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
I know. You know, I'm, you know, a lot of people have been messaging me, asking me, you know, when do you think the next false flag is? Because we're due and because they'll have to ramp this, you know, they'll have to keep them coming because they have to create a problem with their solution. So,
well, people lose interest too quick.
Oh, yeah.
They don't.
Yeah. They go back to thinking, oh, well, maybe I should kind of listen to what's being said out there. And so you can't have that in America. So I don't know. I don't know what's coming in the next few months, but it feels like something is. And I hate even putting that out there because I don't like doing that. And I'm not all about, you know, predictions, but I would have to say that it wouldn't shock me at all to have to see something happen in April or May. And it would be very unfortunate, but maybe possibly we could look at it from this angle of let's be ready for that.
Yeah.
Let's see it for what it is when it comes to fruition. Right.
Well, you know, the thing that and confidently we can see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
You, more and more when these things happen, people are asking questions versus just going, oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Las Vegas shooting, this last school shooting,
yep.
People just didn't just lay down and say, oh, how terrible. They went, what?
Yeah.
How did, what?
Why? That doesn't make sense. And
no.
Why aren't we getting questions? And all these cops and military people that are speaking out and writing articles and blogs and saying, that is not how that could have gone down, Vegas. No way. And that gun is not what they portrayed it to be. And,
nope.
And those shots came from a different place. And I mean, and we get no answers, zero answers on Vegas.
Nope.
And so what's the next thing? And will it be bigger than anything we've seen? That's what worries me, is that people, because it's going to be bigger, which I would go with yes on that, I feel like they would then be bamboozled into thinking that it's right on the money when I think it's great that people now are starting to jump on board quickly and say, I'm sorry, now answer this question and this isn't making sense. Now what? That usually did not happen. Usually we had to wait weeks to get people to even question. So this is good. This is a good thing that's happening to the people in America.
But at the same time, we find out less and less about what's going on. They don't put out any information at all. So there's never an answer to any of the questions.
Yeah. Yeah. They just...
They're even afraid to lie to us.
We get the quote-unquote national security answer. It's under investigation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's under investigation.
Can't provide an answer.
Don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't talk about that stuff until we have the answer.
Right. But I would say that all the sources that contact me and that I'm in contact with pretty much... think something way bigger is about to happen. So,
well, I hope it doesn't happen here.
Yeah. Well,
like maybe France.
Said everybody
Germany.
In America. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope it doesn't. Not in my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So, yes.
No, I mean, if it.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth anymore, I don't even worry about it. If it happens, it happens. And I just pray for a good outcome in the end.
Yeah. Me as well. And and us sharp enough to see through it and not give it the media attention and hope.
And just try to put the truth out as much as we can.
And don't be worried that people will say stuff to you. I get negative stuff all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't care. Because I know what's true and what's not true. And so it isn't like people can rock that.
Yeah.
So
well,
stand firmly
I'll
is,
tell
is
you,
the answer.
Just be careful about talking about bump stocks or you'll get a death threat.
Exactly. So true. All right. See you here tomorrow. And Melissa is on tomorrow and a lot of good stuff tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. Of course, be faithful, be fearless. This is the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com for podcasts. This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic with every model on display. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And Beehive Homes. When you want the highest level of care for your loved ones, go to BeehiveCare.com.
Want to take your health to the next level? Want to break your need for medications that just mask the problems? Most of us innately know that we can be healthier by changing our diet. But how hard is that? When my wife was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, we knew that we had to do something. But I also love to eat, and we have kids. So, when we designed Balanced Healthcare's anti-inflammatory diet, we worked hard to make sure it was easy and delicious. To download your copy of our anti-inflammatory diet for free, simply visit balancedhealthstgeorge.com. Be healthy, be happy.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George. 98.5 FM, Cedar City. KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4, Leeds.